Now we're going to be joined by our second guest today, and joining us from the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, is a NFL writer and Steelers writer for NFLfemale.com. We got Tierra Dobbins. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tierra.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. How are you today?
I'm good. I am really good, you know? Just a rainy day in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah? So,
yeah.
I got a quick question for you before you start things off. Now, I mentioned you're a Steelers writer. Now, are you a Steelers fan, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does it feel weird to live in Cincinnati and be a Steelers fan with all the rivalries that's going on there, the Vontaze Burfict incidents, the Pac-Man Jones, you know, comments about Antonio Brown from last year? How do you feel about that?
Like, it gets a little rowdy, right? But I'm used to it. I think it's the fun of the game, honestly.
Right,
you
right.
You know, it's just when that, you know, AFC North rival, yeah. You know, that game comes up, it's so much fun.
Absolutely.
The whole city's out. And the Steelers travel well. I think everyone
yeah,
knows
I
that.
Agree.
So it's kind of, you know, you don't really, it's a lot of Steelers fans in Paul Brown, not just Bengals. So, you know, we don't feel outnumbered at all.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, the Steelers are a class organization run by that Rooney family, and they've been a perennial, you know, Super Bowl and playoff contender for years, ever since the Terry Bradshaw day. So struggling a little bit over the last couple games or so. We'll get into that in a little bit. But I want to talk about, you know, the outlet you write for, and that's NFLfemale.com.
Yes.
You know, talk to me about the website. Obviously, it has to do with females, you know, women being sports sports fans and things of that nature. So talk to me about the website, what their mission and objectives are, and what your objectives are writing for the website.
So NFLfemale.com is really for female sports fans who want to share their love of the game.
Right.
So it gets us, the audience, to share our thoughts, to share our views on just every Sunday night game, every Sunday game, every Monday game. It just gives us that audience and the foundation to kind of just, you know, take our goals where we want them to go.
Right.
Had I not, you know, harped on the opportunity, I wouldn't be able to be talking to you right now or have some other opportunities that I've been lucky to have. So their theme for 2016 is Dreams Come True. And when I tell you, my dreams really have been coming true. You know, being able to write about the Steelers and just give my opinion and just give my views and thoughts and being able to talk to you.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I love, you know, I love that. I want more women to get involved in sports. I know we already have a lot, and especially, you know, within sports media, there are a lot of, you know, groundbreakers and pioneers in sports media, especially when you look at, like, Rachel Nichols and Ramona Shelburne, just to name a couple. So I always love talking to female sports fans and female analysts. But, you know, from your opinion, we know that sports is a egotistical, manly, testosterone-driven industry.
Yeah.
And I like to call it manly industry. But so when you talk to other people who are also consider themselves either experts or people that also work with men who work in sports media or something like that, do you find that they treat you or they speak to you a little bit differently as opposed to if they were talking a male who was kind of a sports analyst? Or
Sorry.
Sir, go ahead.
I would say I'm lucky I haven't had that. I don't feel like I'm being talked down to, or
right.
I feel as if I don't know what I'm talking about. Because when I start talking, you can tell, like, okay, she knows what she's talking about here. So, you know, the conversation flows, and I respect that. You know, I haven't run into the guys that, oh, what are you talking about? You're a girl. You don't know. Do you even watch the game? Like,
right.
Thankfully, I've gotten... You know, I've been respected when I, you know, from my articles that I've written, from, you know, the conversations that I've had with other people about sports. And I'm very lucky, and I really hope that there's other women out there who have been able to receive that respect and get that respect and not just kind of being pushed to the side as if they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. And it's actually interesting because, you know, I mentioned how it's like sports is like testosterone and egotistical. And you've picked probably the roughest and most manliest sport to cover and write about in professional football, which is all about roughhousing and all that stuff. And, you know, what are your thoughts about, I've known a few females in the past who would have liked to have played football as a career if there was such a female football league. And we see now, like, for example, in the UFC, you know, a female division where, you know, other women get to fight against each other. And we know the Ronda Rouseys of the world, just to name an example. So what are your thoughts about that? And do you think there should be a football league dedicated to women?
I believe that there should be. You know, I will say that I'm not the one that I don't want to play football. I enjoy watching it on Sunday or whatever day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, enjoying the tailgating and the fun part of that. But, you know, it should be, a door open for women who want to play this sport. Because there's a lot of women that, you know, the fun leagues, you know, just like the leagues where they do play football, and I think that there should be a door open for them. You know, there's open the door for, like, female, you know, refs, you know, even coaches. So if there's women out there that want to be, that want to play football, I definitely believe that that door should be open for them.
Fantastic. And now let's move to the crux of the conversation I want to talk to you about today, and that's your Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay? Now, heading into the season, a lot of people predicted that these Steelers would be, you know, Super Bowl contenders. We look at the big three that they had. We know that Martavis Bryant was suspended for the entire season. But aside from that, you got a three-headed monster on that offense, you know, with Ben Roethlisberger and running back Le'Veon Bell. And then you got Antonio Brown, who I think is still the best wide receiver in the league. But they've lost three straight, and their last game was even more disturbing, you know, against another one of those NFC North divisional rivalry games against the Baltimore Ravens, which is always fun to watch. You know, losing that game 21-14 from MT&T Bank in Baltimore. And it was kind of like a lot of mistakes. You know, we saw that in the beginning of the game, the Steelers had that block punt that the Ravens returned for a touchdown. Then they had the Mike Wallace, like, long touchdown reception, and he just gashed that Steeler defense. And then we saw towards the end of the game when the Steelers came back, made it 21-7, I think with 4 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, Ben Roethlisberger threw a bomb, just a beautiful, beautiful throw into the end zone, and Sammy Coates dropped it right then and there, and they didn't wind up scoring a touchdown until under a minute left. And then they also botched the onside kick. So two special teams blunders right there. So what are your thoughts about your Steelers up into this point of the season, you know, starting off on a high and now kind of being forgotten a little bit, losing three straight, 4-4 at .500?
I really believe that this happens to the Steelers each and every year. It's the inconsistencies and the suspensions and the injuries that set them back and get them to the point where they are right now. So Sunday, coming in off of that bye, you just thought that, well, first, people didn't even know if Ben Roethlisberger was playing. He always wants to play anyway. So Landry Jones is still prepping, but Ben got in. And it's sometimes when he comes off of an injury, he looks just the way that he did on Sunday. He's rusty, and it's kind of like you may want him to take that extra week off.
I agree.
And, you know, get back, you know, have a little bit more reps in practice, because last week it was reported that Landry Jones had most of the reps in practice, and Ben was limited, I believe, I think Wednesday and Thursday, and they were still looking at the swelling of his knee, right? So he was limited. So it's to the point where he should take that extra week off and, you know, get a little bit more momentum going, because they just looked completely sloppy, you know? They couldn't get the run game going, so you have to give Baltimore Ravens the credit, you know, for just shutting down Le'Veon Bell. There was just so many drops, and it just, you know, and then the special teams, like you mentioned, all of the craziness that happened there. So it just seems the Steelers just haven't been able to play consistent. The last game, it was the 43-14 win over Kansas City that, you know, was just like, these are the Steelers that we're talking about. That's the Steelers that, you know, is going to have that run against the Patriots. And the win against the Jets was sloppy, and then it came Miami and the Patriots and now Baltimore. So they're going into Week 10 playing the 7-1 Dallas Cowboys. So it's the consistency. They have to stop playing so sloppy. You know the difference between a well-prepared team and a very sloppy team, and the Steelers look just really sloppy right now.
Right. And do you think it's more so predicated on their offense or defense or a mixture of all of the above? You know,
it's all of the above. I think they're just shooting themselves in the foot, you know, with the injuries on offense, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. But the defense and the penalties that they give up is just, I think it's just a mixture of both, and they just don't look prepared.